This is KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. The Montezuma Cortez High School Drama Department will be presenting the musical Big Fish starting Friday, March 11th, and continuing through Saturday, March 19th. The production features a story that shifts between two timelines. In the present-day real world of Big Fish, an elderly man faces his mortality while his son prepares to become a father himself. While in the storybook past, we see the elderly man age, encountering a witch, a giant, a mermaid, and the love of his life, Sandra, along the way. Joining me in the studio to talk about their production of Big Fish are members of the MCHS Drama Department, including Shaylin Smith, Cassidy Livengood, Liv Story. It's Liv, right?
Yeah.
Liv, thank you. David Goh is here too, and Ryan Jackson, and their director, Nicholas Sandner. Welcome to you all. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Let's just kind of work around the room here a little bit, and let's start with you, Shaylin. Can you tell me just a little bit about the role that you're playing, who you are in the production of Big Fish?
I'm playing both Jenny Hill and the mermaid. Jenny Hill is one of Edward's past girlfriends, and it's a really fun role to play. She's super perky, and I like that. The mermaid is mostly silent, but it's still very fun. There's a fun costume.
So. Yeah, I bet. All right. Cassidy, why don't you tell me who you're playing?
I play the witch, and she is one of Edward's first encounters, and she shows him his death and the love of his life.
Great. And Liv, who are you playing?
I play Sandra, the supposed love of Edward's life. and I suppose Sandra is, and it's really fun to get to be Edward's counterpart and work with that. So I really enjoy this role.
All right. David?
I play Edward. Edward.
I guess that's the protagonist.
I right? guess you could say the protagonist. and I don't know, it's really weird playing this person who is from around 14 to about 59 years old.
That's a big range.
It's a big range. So, but yeah, I don't know what else to say about him.
Okay, we'll talk more about that in a minute. Go ahead, Ryan.
I play Will Bloom, and that's Edward's son. He, the kind of skeptical one that blames his dad and himself for a not necessarily great childhood.
Okay, interesting. And Nicholas, why did you... Why are you choosing to do Big Fish with this group?
Well, our season actually is called It's All About Family. That's our theme for the season. And Big Fish is a great story about families and what a family is about and about family dynamics. And so it seemed like a great sort of story to analyze that with the students. And so they can look at their own family lives and then as well as creating a family dynamic within our department.
Interesting. So does anyone want to talk a little bit more about that? Has being a part of this production shed light on your own family lives or the family maybe you hope to have someday?
This season in general, starting with You Can't Take It With You, is about a crazy eccentric family. That helped a lot of us, me specifically, learn that people are going to have their weird quirks, especially your family. But that doesn't mean you should be embarrassed of them or love them any less. It shows that they're special in that way. And that really helps in the department because we are a family. And so learning that each of us has our own little things kind of helps us to get along better. And then moving on into the one acts with the students directing it, having learned that we should all respect each other from You Can't Take It With Us really helped us to get along through those one acts. And then this is just kind of like the nail that drives this is the one that drives it home because you're now as an actor stepping into that family role. And we were actually talking about it in the car on the way over that this really has a weird dynamic to it because we have father and son, husband and wife, daughter-in-law, father-in-law, all these different family things. But in the, like we're still in high school. We're still just these students in high school. And it's really cool to see it in the department. And that this season being focused on family has helped us to view the family aspects of it much more thoroughly than we would have if we were just doing the plays for fun.
Yeah. So Ryan, it sounds like you're kind of in a pivotal role here too as the son. And are you a father to be? Is that sort of the role you're playing? So how has being in that role changed the way that you've thought about family, maybe your own family or the family that you have in the drama department?
Oh, it's weird. It's just thinking about being a high school student and then learning about fatherhood. That's really one of the main themes of this musical is the concept of fatherhood and how how there are different ways, and that's something that Will realizes, that his concept of fatherhood varied from his father's, and then he starts realizing what's going on. And with this, it's really weird. I'm older than David, but he's my dad, and he feels like my dad.
That is kind of weird.
Another thing that's weird is that my son plays Will's son.
Yeah.
Ryan is like me, I guess.
Wow. So that gets complicated really fast.
It does. My director's son is my grandson. And
very strange. Any of you ladies want to reflect on that a little bit? Are the roles that you're playing, or just that kind of sense of family and this sort of bigger concept that you guys are working on in the drama department? Liv's going to step up here.
Okay. So I like how in Big Fish, the core of it really is family and what comes with that. But the thing about Big Fish is it's such a wide story that teaches so much. There's the family at the core, there's love, there's mortality. It has everything. And that's why I think it's such an important story to take with you, because it has a bit of everything that you can apply to family and every aspect of your life. And to get to work with that on a firsthand level, playing roles, doing dances, and portraying the songs is such an amazing experience.
Great. Now, this production of Big Fish, the story of Big Fish, takes place in two separate sort of time periods. That should be pretty challenging, I would think, to play those kinds of roles. David, you had mentioned earlier that you have to play all the way from like a teenager all the way up to like a 60-year-old man in this role. What are some of the challenges that you faced in preparing for that?
I've spent just hours with Sandner learning how to stand. Just based on the scene that I'm in, learning how to stand while I'm singing or learning how to walk. I'll have a different walk for different periods. One of the, like, well, it seems simple, but, like, one thing that I'm freaking out about is we have prop rings, wedding rings, as well as all the costumes, and remembering to take my wedding ring off so that I'm not 15 years old and wearing a wedding ring, that is just getting me, because I'm scared of forgetting that one time, and then it's just in continuity. But also the costume changes. I'm in the first few scenes, I have like 6 different costume changes. And it's just because it's back and forth. It's present, and then it's the past, and then it's a little bit to the future, and then all the way to the present, and then all the way back. And it's just very, very weird to be that different person every scene.
Yeah. So it sounds like you have to be really aware of your body as well as the costumes.
Exactly. And so it's just going from holding my side and kind of like walking really slow and trudging to being really spry and ready to go and running across the stage. And it's just remembering that, oh, I can't hold my side anymore. I have to be really heroic about things.
Who am I right now?
Who am I? Yeah, exactly. And then I have to remember who David is at the end of it. So,
yeah, that's tough too, I'm sure. Shaylin, do you want to talk a little bit about, you're playing 2 different roles. Is that a challenge for you to kind of flip from being the mermaid to taking on your other role?
Well, it's kind of strange to be silent most of the time and then all of a sudden come out and have like a super high voice and be so perky and yelling at people. It's kind of fun. Something that's been kind of hard for me is trying to move gracefully as the mermaid. That is not something that I'm good at or Jenny Hill is good at. So that's been fun.
Yeah, I'm sure there's always something. Anybody else, anything around the singing parts that have been kind of a challenge? Are you guys all kind of naturals when it comes to singing? Cassidy, you want to weigh in on that?
My song is very powerful and large, and I don't have that big of a voice, so I had to learn to project while singing, and that was a really long process, and I'm still working on it, but I'm getting there, and I'm really excited to do the song.
Awesome. That's great. Mm-hmm. It's good to be learning through those challenges that you have. Well, when is the play going to be on the stage? When can people see it? I know that I had announced at the beginning of the interview, you guys are debuting on Friday, March 11th, right? Mm-hmm. Anybody want to kind of walk us through the dates and times?
All of the show dates are March 11th, March 12th, March 18th, and March 19th. There, March 12th and 19th, there is a matinee at 2 p.m., and then all of the other days, there's the night showing at 7 p.m.
Evening shows. Okay, yeah. And these are all at the new auditorium at the new high school?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, great. Well, what's coming up for the drama department beyond Big Fish? Are you guys involved in some other productions that you want to talk about?
I'm not directly involved, but the improv has been having a show every single month. Their last one was actually at the Sunflower Theater.
Yeah.
And their next one will be March 26th, and it'll be at the school. And then we'll have another show in April. We haven't decided the date yet, but if you come to the show on March 26th, we'll give you a date at the end of the show when to think to come to the Sunflower Theater and come watch it. They're really funny. This year, the troupe has been like on top of their game, and they've been every month, and it's a great. It's the cheapest show in town, and it's probably the funniest too, and it's the most recurring. So it's something that gives you something to do at least once a month, theater related. Yeah. And it's something that everyone should check out. And if they want to join it, they should talk about joining it, or something for the high school students to do. The middle school is also doing a production. They're doing a production of The Jungle Book. I don't actually know the dates on that one.
I believe it's April 15th and April 16th.
Okay. So is that the high school students and the middle school students together?
Or just the middle school students? Yeah, they have two shows that they do each season, and this will be their spring show.
Okay, and are you involved with that, Nicholas? Or
is
that,
I help out a little bit, but no, that's Angela Gabardi is the director over there. So, and she was my student teacher a couple of years ago, so I'm really proud of all the work she's doing over there.
Cool. Well, I want to thank you all for being here. I know you took some time out of your busy day today to come over to KSJD and talk to me about Big Fish. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
That's members of the Montezuma Cortez High School Drama Department. They're going to be doing the musical Big Fish that starts Friday, March 11th and continues through Saturday, March 19th. In the studio with me today have been Nicholas Sandner. He is their director, and as well as Ryan Jackson, David Goh, Liv Story, Cassidy Livinggood, and Shaylin Smith. Thanks for listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder.